Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Bree. Today, I'm here with a good friend, healer Susan Harmon, master teacher. She's been helping me with a lot of things. Today's show, many have been waiting for. I've experienced some amazing events in my life, but this is nothing I could ever expect it in conscious mind or physicality of third dimensional experiences. Even though it has been hard and for my physical body, it's been eons of been manifesting into this plane for the past 4 months. Ever since Susan had me in her copper pyramid, with stones in her healing room, which, by the way, is also crystallized. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bree.
This is really something. So you want to kind of tell them what happened?
Well, of course, I never know when I start a session what's going to happen.
Right.
There's no way of knowing. I mean, I remember years ago somebody saying, can I get half a session? I'm like, I don't know where half is. You know, it starts when it starts. It ends with it when it ends. And whatever happens in between the beginning and the end is its own thing. In this case, with your session, that was about 4 months ago.
Right.
A lot of things really manifested. And they happened in layers simultaneously. So one of the things that was going is there were multiple spirals. I think most of our audience probably understands when we talk about the spiral. When people talk, for instance, like about past lives or future lives, that's because it's like the people that looked at the earth and thought it was flat because they couldn't realize that it curved. It's the same way with the spiral. People don't recognize that it's going around in a circle, but the spiral is so large, it looks like there's a past and a future when it's actually all events are happening simultaneously because time isn't real.
Right.
So in your session, there were multiple little spirals on all your chakra points, major and minor, but there was a spiral in and around you and over and through you in ways that I have not seen before. So there were multidimensional spirals.
I know it was really different for me, laying there on the table in the pyramid.
Maybe I should explain to people.
You should.
Okay, so in my healing room, by the way, when she said it's crystallized, my healing room is gridded. Under the floor, there are crystals and ametrine, quartz, ametrine, and garnets. And in the walls, there's ametrine going up and down in the walls. And in the insulation in the ceiling is filled with quartz. So it's like stars, you know, up above that are quartz, and then the ametrine bringing, you know, this back and forth, up and down, and then the floor gridded, so it's bringing the energy up from the earth. So the building itself is gridded. Mm-hmm. And then within that, I have a 7-foot base copper pyramid that I fill with a variety of stones. I was guided as to what stones, like the celestite at the bottom of the copper, and at the top is celestite. Mm-hmm. So, and in between, there's Tibetan and Madagascar and Arkansas and Brazilian quartz and peridot and hematoid quartz. So it's just a variety of stones inside that. And then within that, I have very large, very large points, you know, that, and I set up a grid that varies from person to person.
Well, and a couple of stones are the size of a loaf. pot-bellied pig.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're,
you know,
they're pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good size. I have one stone that's not in the healing room right now that weighs over 100 pounds. So it's huge. It's a big cluster. Anyway, so there's all these stones, and all the stones have been sprinkled with holy water from almost 300 sacred sites around the planet.
Right.
And then I tone. I make, it's an ancient cellular language that predates the Tower of Babel. Mm-hmm. So it, all of the sacred tongues descend from this language. And it just started coming, through me back in the 80s. And at first it was just long whistling sounds. And then I just stayed open and let it, you know, and let it happen. I didn't try to control it or make it happen. And the first time I did a recording, I took it to Tucson to the Gem and Mineral Show, the world's largest gem and mineral show.
That's a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, the place. But the gem show is something that's beyond
mm-hmm,
belief.
Mm-hmm.
So the CD was playing in a friend's room. And it, amazingly enough, I had at least a half a dozen women that said to me, I've been hearing those sounds, or I've been making those sounds. I didn't know that anybody else had them. So I felt like part of the reason for doing this recording back in the 90s was to let other people know that it was real. You know, if you're hearing those sounds and you're doing that, that it's a real thing, and that it's not just, you're not crazy, okay?
this is no more crazy than normal.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? And so coming through, so when you got into the period, and I've been doing this work for decades.
Right.
And it evolves on its own. Mm-hmm. I am just basically the instrument of the piece. I mean, you know, you love those titles. I'm not real big on them. So
I knew you were going
to
do that.
I had to do it. Master teacher. I'm a master something, but
a master conduit.
I was going to say,
no, behave
but
yourself.
But I'm not going to.
Just a G-rated show. Behave yourself.
Okay.
Now.
So, hey, you know what? It's all good. You
mm-hmm.
know, we got to have all of our chakras working really full charge all
That's
the time. Right.
Right.
So this was an amazing session, though. I never know what's going to happen. And I'm kind of just the physical partner in the team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this team was huge. All of these different councils came in. I cannot name all the councils that came in.
No.
There were councils of 11, councils of 13, star councils, earth councils, ascended masters, archangels.
The 12th was there.
Who?
The 12th.
The 12th,
they
yeah,
there.
The 12th, the 11th, the 13th, mm-hmm. the 13 moon councils. There were a ton of them. Ashtar, who is not one of my faves, but... I'm sorry. You know, he's never a physical body. He doesn't know anything about an emotional body. He thinks he knows everything. So,
mm-hmm.
He's mellowed a bit. So anyway, he was busy on another project, but he popped in, which was pretty interesting
because the
energy was so goddess oriented. But then all these other councils and beings came in, which was kind of surprising, but it's like, okay, this is what's happening. Let's go with it. You know, and then something happened that we were not expecting at all.
No.
Just
before that, I remember I surrendered to Ashtar.
Yes, you did.
I remember that.
And
I took on the contract of vow.
And it was a kind of an amazing thing because, like I said, Ashtar has never been in a physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't understand the emotional body at all. So he's totally mental and he's not connected to the earth. And what was happening was... this re-emergence and merging with you physically in a way that was a shock to all involved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that time has been invented so that we can get things done.
Because right.
We segment it out. It's not, time isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we use as a way to get what we have to do in this dimension. And there's a lot of things in the third dimension that we really have to work on that are really important for us mm-hmm. to do. Even though it doesn't always seem like it, sometimes the most mundane things are the most important. Sometimes, you know, one of the things I've always said, so many people in metaphysics, they get so holier than thou. I know so much. I'm so clever.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. I really appreciate that. And because every day is learning and the ascended masters are still learning.
Absolutely. And I've said, you have no idea. What if the wino with the bottle in the paper bag in his urine-soaked pants in the alley that you sneer at, what if he's an ascended master giving you the opportunity to practice compassion?
Mm-hmm. I've said this several times.
You know, these are the kind of things that we just, I mean, there are times I don't give money to people on the street, and there are other times when I am compelled to pull over and hand people money. Mm-hmm. I've handed somebody a $5 bill when it's all I had on me. It's all I had.
And when you know, you guided to that person for a reason.
Exactly. It was what I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And you don't know who's an angel. You don't know who these things are. And we don't know when we do the work. If we just do the work from our heart, from the moment that we're doing it, and don't put conditions on it, you know, what's good, what's bad, what's this. If I could give anybody advice,
what would that be?
It would be to let go of fear.
No kidding.
Just let go of fear. And
because I'm going to tell you what, we have to take a break here in a little bit, but I'm going to tell you what, if I would have had fear in me, this transformation would never have been
absolutely
taken.
It could not have happened because when a goddess starts merging with you physically, look out world.
Right. It was a scary situation in some ways. But I handled it, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Green Goddess, who she is, and why she's here. See you back in a few minutes with Susan Harmon and Silver Guy Radio.
Crossroads in your life in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it? Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discover your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8541. It's 951-313-8541.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Whoops, sorry about that. I think I cut his music off. Sorry, Alex. Anyway, this is such an amazing show that I'm just really not all the way here. I have to tell you that right now.
Yeah. Bree is a little out of body and may actually be a lot out of body.
In a little bit. So we're going to try to do this right. The spot, when I was in the healing center, I want to say center for a reason. And what it was, it's Susan's private healing room, but I was in the center of the copper pyramid. And when the spirals, they kept coming down, they wouldn't stop coming down and then going down and through me. The goddess sort of gelled and wiggled into my physical body. And it wasn't very comfortable for her due to the fact that she's very tall and thin. And I'm a little short and full figured, being the earth goddess I am.
You're a little European earth goddess.
I'm telling you. So we were surprised at when Ashtar came in and joined to help the other councils as the green goddess began to merge with me. You know, multiple councils came in. We could name every single one of them, but, you know, it really doesn't matter. They were all the councils of light, and the goddesses were holding on to me so strong, and it was like a celebration for me of life. But it's taken since October, November?
That was in October. It's a bit more than a christening. It's a bit more than a birth. It's still ongoing, but we were being told in the last few weeks how important today was, because although, and is it all right if I go ahead with this?
Yeah.
Although the green goddess is a separate entity from Bree, she isn't now. This is difficult to explain. And I'm going to back it up just a little bit and saying, I've had a lot of experience with walk-ins. This is very different than a walk-in. Mm-hmm. There are multiple kinds of walk-ins. I knew one woman who was a twin. The other twin died prenatally, and they made an agreement that one would live in the body for the first 40 years, and the other would live in the body for the
remainder. Right, and I've heard things like that.
Then I've known others that are completely different entities that have come in and taken over a body, either at surgery situation, you know, where that person was dying and then they took over and there was a miraculous recovery, but it was that whole nother being in the body. Mm-hmm. Everything changed.
Right.
So there's a variety of ways that can happen. This is something very different.
When I've been in meditation and talked to her, and the only way I can explain it is it was a part of my soul, like a soul connection.
Yeah, I see. It's kind of like, in a way, like a jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
You know, and there's this piece of you that went somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And that piece is back. Only the piece is bigger than you are.
Right.
So the sum of the parts is not the whole.
No, I just laughed that she goes tall to short and chubby. She likes doing that. She's like, quit doing that to me.
She's having a hard time in some ways understanding the third dimensional realities that are here. That is difficult. So you have stayed enough. Bree is not gone. So this is not a typical walk-in kind of situation. Mm-mm. Bree is here and functioning most of the time with the green goddess somewhat separate. But there are times that have been increasing of late where the green goddess takes over completely.
Like yesterday.
Yes, like yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I got a phone call. I got a phone call.
It's okay.
Yeah.
This is a teaching show. It's okay. So what happened was yesterday I had this big headache. And I went and laid down at 12:30. And I couldn't get out of bed. And if I did, it was like to go, you know, to the kitchen, get some water, you know, run the bathroom or something, right? And I had such a headache, and I called Susan, and I said, this headache is killing me. It was one I've never, ever felt before. And you were able to do some toning on me and healing on me, which I really appreciate, because this morning I woke up where I knew I could do the show and I'd be okay.
Yeah, I know that you have in the past suffered from migraines.
Mm-hmm.
This was not a migraine. This was an energetic headache. It's like if you're underneath the ocean, the weight of the ocean just...
The barometric pressure. Down.
Exactly. The barometric pressure. This is what kind of headache that was. Fortunately for both of us, another friend of mine, I'm going to name her, Leanda. Leanda was there. I've worked with Leanda for over 20 years. And I'm very delighted to say I've now connected you two guys.
And which, I thank you for that.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. The world, you know, is better for it. And for me, it's any people that I can connect that are going to do the work and make things better for the world. Hey, that's what I'm here for, you know, right. Networking and doing that sort of thing.
And that's the whole thing about the Pilates, why she's here.
Yes.
Okay, so the one thing is we look at everything.
This ancient energy we need now.
Right. And that's what I'm about is ancient wisdom. And knowledge.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah,
yeah.
That's true. Sorry.
So here's the thing is as she's been merging with me, it's been difficult transition, but I'm really glad that I went through what I went through because she's here to help the planet.
Absolutely.
And she is so much planet based. And that's what surprised me coming from where she comes from. And I'm not allowed to say her name. They're only letting me call her the Green Goddess.
And that's good enough. I mean, once again, just like my own darling self, I don't like titles.
Right.
And she's not big on titles either.
No, she's not.
It's about I am that I am.
Right.
I'm being. When you start naming things, I am the nameless one is one. And then when certain deities have taken that over and not let the largeness of it, you know, encompass, you know, humanity and say this deity is the one. It's not true.
No.
All of these different aspects. This is why saying the Great Mother is so much more than any one aspect
right.
of the Great Mother.
No, very true. I know that eventually I'm hearing right now in my head that she's going to be talking here soon. So I will get ready for that after the next break to bring some messages through. But the one thing that she wants everybody to know, even though we look at these things as a third dimensional world, we're in the fifth dimension and she could only come during the fifth dimension right now on the love vibration. Otherwise, she would not be here. And when I realized that's why she was here and what she's coming for, it was like a great celebration. It was a great honor to be able to bring her through now. And
I know, I'm going to interrupt you here, because I know our audience should know this, that Bree was concerned about ego involvement initially. And that, is this my ego? Is this the, you know, there's no ego involved here. And I want to be very clear about that, because first of all, I'm not going to be participating in anything that's ego-based.
Mm-mm.
Second, it's the purity of this. This is what we need more of. This is what we have to have, is the authenticity, the realness, you know, to really be true and to be authentic and be true to the spirit of things and be true to who we are.
Right.
And the Green Goddess is here as a gift. This is a gift to humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Bree's body is giving her a voice that can be heard in this dimension is what this is about. This has been in the works, like Bree said earlier, for eons. But it's manifesting now. People have no idea the things that are coming, the mass ascensions, the mass landings.
Yes.
This is one of the reasons that Ashtar and some of the other space commands were involved in the reemergence of a goddess that's involved with the earth energies. This is coming together, the inner and the outer, the macro and the micro. We are doing all of these things now that have to happen as humanity awakens. Humanity awakens and all the fear and the anger and the greed and all of this is dissipating, because we have to have this. This has to happen now. And this is why the Green Goddess has words for our audience today.
Thank you. I had to kind of fan myself here. I'm very hot right now. My energy's getting really hot.
Hey, you're a hot mama. You know what? What can I say? You know, Goddess
but
energy
no,
is Goddess
the one energy. Thing, the one thing is I've had people come and say, I want to know about the spacecraft, ships, right? I want to know about ETs, right? One thing is, don't call them aliens. I got to say that right now. They're very insulted by that. Don't call them aliens. They're ET extraterrestrial beings. Even when I call them celestial beings, right?
They corrected can be celestial, me even on that.
Or they can be celestial.
Right. But I was corrected by them and said, no, yeah. We're celestial beings.
Well, there was an expression that people use that about fairies that uses the word airy. And the fairies are very offended by that.
Yes, they are.
So, you know, it's this kindness that we need to show to other beings. Mm-hmm. The little people, you know, the big people, the people in the center of the earth, the people that are from different solar systems, all of this, and those of the higher planes, or even the word lower plane doesn't matter.
No, but here's the thing. I'm going to tell you what, my fairies get up, and you know this for a fact, when my fairies don't feel safe, where are they? They hide on top of a ceiling somewhere so I can move them somewhere else. So, you know, and that's happened one time. You know, I am so protective of the elementals. I'm protective of this planet. And everybody kept telling me, you know, Bree, you can't heal the whole planet. And I would say, you want to make a bet? You know, I'm well, sorry. I'm stubborn that way. Red hair, you know, and all. It's like I know that if I put my hand on the grass, you know, like that one day, I put my hand on the grass and I could hear the dolphins and the mermaids because now they're at the seventh dimension, right? And I'm able to start to hear different things. And it's like, wow, you know, quit throwing the plastic in the garbage.
Exactly.
Yeah, and but in the ocean and stuff.
Well, the garbage
areas.
Ends up in the ocean.
Right. So.
So
that's what I'm saying. And it's like she's starting to try to take over and being real careful right now, trying to hold her back. And that's why I'm talking fast. But the other thing is,
she wants to talk
really bad, but she's going to wait a minute. Here's the thing, guys, is I have 1 minute left. For take care of this planet. Hug a tree. Don't care what people think what you look like. You know, I live in Middletown. I go out and hug my tree. I say, excuse me, I need to walk through the grass. I make sure my fairies aren't touched, that I don't squish one. My husband is on board. He tells them when we're going to mow the lawn. If we need to cut a tree, a limb off of a tree or something, I'm there to heal and seal the wound and stuff and explain to the tree what's happening. They're live beings, stones that you're collecting that you think are a metaphysical story. You pick them off the rock. They're alive. Start paying attention, please. We'll be back with more Silver Guy Radio. Thank you very much.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salofia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So Green Goddess has lots to say. And toward the end of the break, she kind of popped in. And as you notice, she's a little boisterous and more than I am.
More than you are. And that's saying a lot.
Right. yeah, that is saying a lot. I got a big mouth. So, you know, the one thing that I remember she's saying that, because my consciousness, one thing I need to let everybody know, my consciousness part leaves normally, but I'm able to stay conscious kind of halfway with her right now. So, which is, I'm able to stay in control, but you're here just in case I leave.
If for some reason Bree leaves, I will, you know, be talking to the Green Goddess directly. So we're going to carry on. We're doing this live and, hey, moving forward.
Yeah. I just, you know, the other ones I've channeled, other beings that I channel, other goddesses, which is easy. She's just really hard. So here we go. So the one thing that she's talked about, she wants to get on her soapbox again, and this time I'm going to say it, is, you know, when you guys are driving cars and people feel that rage out there, right? She's noticed the rage because of course, being driving, right? And my husband gets a little on his little high horse the way people drive, right? And he's like, tell him to calm down, calm down. And one time she took over and she's like, calm down. Quit worrying what everybody else is doing. Just take care of yourself.
That's a really important, good message. Take care of yourself. Also, I know you mentioned the Green Goddess was upset about garbage on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. One of the things that each of us can do, an environmentalist is somebody who picks a gum wrapper up off the street. It doesn't have to be big and grandiose. Now, there's a 16-year-old boy, I'm blanking on his name, my apologies on that, who has invented this thing to gather up garbage in the ocean. It's an amazing situation that can be done. And this is something that I want the Green Goddess to know, that there are, we need to be listening to the young people. They have the ideas, they have the things that can be done, and we need to support them and open the doors for them to come through with these ideas that can change things. Very simply, many of these things are so simple.
You know, I had said to my husband, after she kind of quieted herself down, let's go get back home and go get a bag and pick up the garbage, right? And this is quite a ways away from my home, like a half hour away, right? And he goes, they have people to do that. And I said, well, what are we here for? And you know, then he went home and he checked our yard for any garbage because he felt so bad because of what he said. The one thing is she's talking right now and she's talking inside of me. I can hear her talking. So I'm going
to
hold on to Susan for a second. She had a lot of pain the other day and she's wondering why you guys do not understand how important the planet is. Here it is. She's fine. So I got like, boy, Susan, I'm sorry. Here's the thing is this is your last chance is what she's saying. This is our last chance on this planet. It's not that hard to take care of the planet and yourselves. We work hard. I'm not alone. I am here with many others, but we all can only do the job if you're willing to do the job. Do you want to stay on the fifth dimension? Do you want to raise the seventh? Do you want to raise the 13th, the 12th, and the 21st? We're here to help you. How much more can I let you know what I can do? I am here to help guide and support each one of you in any way I can. Call upon me. I am just not in a person. I'm also available through consciousness. I'm here. Gaia is here.
the goddesses Mariah, Isis, Pele, you know, we're all here, and many more that you have not heard of. You know, call upon goddess Hera, you know, Zeus's wife, call upon Athena, call upon all of the Greek goddesses, call, you know, all I can say is call upon Isis for her love. Everything that we have been, that's been talked about, that we've talked about in the books that you have not seen yet, they're so involved in an etherical library right now. You know, when you look at these books that you can read that have been manifested for others and challenges, what's been happening to Bree right now, she's like wanting to come back to slow me down. But what I want to tell you right now is look at yourselves, look at your eyes to see your own truth of who you are and what you are and what you're capable of doing for others.
I need to ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I need to ask you something. It is my understanding, and you can tell me if I'm correct,
okay,
that you have come at this point in time to join with other beings, including those of us who are corporal,
yes,
to fulfill prophecy.
Yes.
And to keep other prophecies from being fulfilled. The black snake,
yes,
prophecy,
yes,
for instance, we must stop the black snake. Is that true or not true?
No. Yes, it's very true.
It's very true.
There's many prophecies that need to be fulfilled, but the black snake and the lower energies have to be stopped.
And to save other species.
Yes.
And for people, human beings, to recognize the connection between all life forms. Is this part of your mission?
Yes.
Okay, part of your mission then is for us as human beings to understand the connection between all life.
Yes.
All right. So our audience that's listening to you, do you understand you're speaking to a larger group of people now?
I do now.
Okay. So now that you know that you're speaking to a larger group of people, I want you to tell them about love and how that manifests.
The love that you carry from the Creator, from the starseed systems, to Goddess Gaia, is all incorporated in all of you. When we work from a love state and you stay in that love, you can do no wrong. You can accomplish more than you ever thought you could. Whether you look at yourselves and you say, I am not worthy to do this, you are worthy. When you look at others and thinking they are not worthy, who are you to say they are not worthy? They are worthy. Everyone is worthy of love. As you stay in love, I will say this again, you can accomplish anything.
So love is our natural state.
Yes.
And when we as human beings are living in our natural place, then things go smoothly and peacefully.
Correct.
So the anger and the fear are unnatural states for us.
Yes and no.
Okay.
The reason I say that is old energy that's come into this new ancient energy has followed in by people's reactions.
Okay. So action rather than reaction.
Correct.
Is the thing that is important for us to learn to do, to not just react to things, but to create action, to step out of the arena of fear and anger and move into the arena of love and come from that place to create the action needed to do what has to be done on the planet at this point in time. Is this a pivotal time?
Yes, it is.
Extremely pivotal?
Extremely. As Bria said, the veil is thinning. It's thinner than she even knows, any of you know. The more you stay in a fear state and you bring this energy forward, you can stop the ascension. And you do not want that. You do not want to stop the ascension of the planet and the mass landings that are happening right now that you may not be able to see, that are out there helping to you and every single one of you to hit that ascension of love. It's really simple to say, I will not be afraid.
I choose love.
Yes.
So I'm listening to what you say, and to me, what I'm hearing is to release the fear, not focus on that at all, just focus on the love, pay no attention whatsoever, no matter how people try to pound it into you. Be afraid of this, be afraid of that, to let go of that and know that that love is where we live.
Yes.
All right. What are any practices that somebody may be able to do to help bring that in as a solid for them in their life? What is
love
a good
themselves.
Practice? Start by loving yourself.
That's the only way.
Okay. Only and know way. That you deserve all good.
Yes.
That you instead of the we are not worthy, you say, I am worthy.
Yes.
I am worthy. And these are things that I can create in my life. And this is what I want to do and how I want to do it.
Okay.
So do you feel at most times that you and Bree are one? Because I know she can hear what you're saying.
We are one, which she will understand soon.
Okay, so she's still feeling a little bit of separation between you and she.
Yes.
Okay. However, that separation is part of the illusion.
Yes.
Because there is no
there
separation.
Was a soul agreement that was done eons ago is what I want to say from a word I heard. And that agreement has been fulfilled now. It's a soul agreement that was fulfilled.
So the soul agreement has come to fruition and the two of you are merging together as one.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you want to say before we go to break?
Love each other, please. Love animals. Love yourselves. Harm no children, for they are the future of this planet, as it be.
And the children are bringing in the knowledge that that we need and that we're growing with. And these are your children, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
All the new babies coming in now
yes.
are yours. I want to thank you for stepping up and speaking through Bree's body. And I know more every day that the two of you are becoming one being. And I think it's a very big thing for you to step out this way and acknowledge the people in the audience that are listening to you for the first time.
I so love my children.
Thank you so much.
That's it.
You're listening to The Silver Gaia Show, and we will be back in a moment.
Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So this is Dr. Bree. That was quite extraordinary for me. I don't remember what was said. I'm going to have to listen to the replay because of my consciousness left. I am so blessed to be asked to do this journey with the Green Goddess. Have I ever thought this would happen to me? No. I've channeled other goddesses and interweave some of them that were my past lives into me. But this one is new to me, and I still have some very personal questions for her that I will be asking on, like, why?
Well, part of this is so different than channeling.
Right.
Because this is another entity that is actually merging with you.
Well, and as
so it's not channeling.
No.
It's not a walk-in. It's something completely different.
Right. And here's the thing is, me being a medium, my consciousness leaves anyway. I don't channel. I'm a medium. I let them
right.
come and take over in me, right? My take over the body and stuff, and my consciousness.
Well, that's called a trans channel.
Right.
Actually.
So as a trans channel, mm-hmm. right? You know, medium, I leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with her, it's like she took over everything inside of me, organs and all. And I could
this
not,
has been a process over 4 months. To
right?
her, it doesn't seem like any time at all. And yet it seems like a very long time. So that's going along with what's happening on the planet anyway, the way time is warping. Like it's a long time ago since this morning, but really it's 2017. How did that happen? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
And you know what? I got heard this thing today that at 2 o'clock time was going to stop for a few minutes. I don't know if it's going to stop. What if it's going to stop at PM or AM? I don't know. I just heard that at 2 o'clock this morning, it was on the news, and I do not, I'm a person that does not like watch the news. And I turned it on and what's his name? Channel 5 guy. He said at 2 o'clock, time was going to stop for a little bit. And I'm going, oh my gosh, is it 2 o'clock when I get off the air? Is it 2 o'clock a.m.? So I don't know, you know, and he didn't know if it was a.m. either or p.m.
Interesting.
And I thought that was very interesting. I thought, what coincidence is that? There's an instantaneity because there is no coincidences. But, I'm hoping that with all the information we get from the Green Goddess, that we can all fulfill what we're here to do and the destinies that we have to do. I'm very emotional right now, Susan. I want to cry.
I know you are. And crying is not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I want to say something very quickly. Like Standing Rock was led by the youth. The other things that are happening, I mentioned the 16-year-old coming up with a way of cleaning the garbage out of the ocean because we got miles and miles of garbage. There's all kinds of things that we each can do. Find something, one project, because if you look at everything that's going on, it becomes overwhelming. Find one thing you can hang your hat on and do that. Just one thing. If every person volunteered one TV movie that was not good a month, mm-hmm. that'd be 24 hours.
I agree.
Hours out of the year that you could do something different. If everybody did that, it would change the world. Quit waiting for people to save you. Quit waiting for somebody else to do something. You be the change you want to see. This, I just made that up.
Yeah, Gandhi's going to really love you for that one.
Be the change you want to see. And
right.
And it's not a difficult thing to do. The Green Goddess is not the only entity that is here to help with this.
No, that's true.
And that's something to need to know. This is a team. This is all of us working together. We're not all separate in this. We're all working together. We have different functions and different ways of doing things. No one is superior to the other. I've said before to people that say, well, everyone is a cell in the body of God. And they always say, I'm a cell in the heart. I'm like, well, if I'm a cell in the anus, try to do your job without me.
I need to laugh. Thank you very much. I needed to laugh.
You needed to laugh because laughter is life-giving.
It really is.
Laughter gives life.
And you know that I just started laughing a whole lot because I did a show with Pat and stuff, right? And which really helped me just start releasing laughter because I've been working so hard. And that's
why you like me. I make you laugh.
I'm telling you. Oh, if you've heard the stories, people, I've heard, you'd go, what the heck?
There's a lot of stories we can't tell on the air. They're still good.
You know what? Let's bring on Dr. Pat.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be. I had to call in. What a powerful show. What a powerful show. And I just wanted to chime in and say what an inspiration you are to so many, many people. And, you know, the Green Goddess was laughing because the comment that I heard is, listen, do you think if I could choose, do you think I would have chosen the color green? So that's a little joke.
Well, the Green Goddess might
know saying purple gets all the love, but you guys just spread that love around today. So I just wanted to share that.
Thanks, Pat. This was an amazing show. And while you're on the line, stay on for a minute. The reason I had her pick out the date she wanted to come on. And, you know, I'm very Lemurian and starseed. So I was going by the Lemurian numbers. When I counted it up, it came up to transformation. Mm-hmm. Get that.
Transformation Talk Radio.
And then you got your radio. I mean, it's all hit at one time. But she has so much more to say. Right now, my energy is so hot. Mm-hmm. I can't even explain it. It's like I sat in a hot tub for 6 hours right now.
Did you know that green had more hues and shades than any other color?
No, I didn't know that, but I do know that there's a reason. Well, it's a reason why we selected green a lime green as our accent colors for the entire transformationradio.fm. You know, nobody really quite understood why did we do that. And, you know, because I rarely wear green. But the question is, we don't need to know why. We just need to know how. Tell us how we can make this a better planet. Boom.
One foot in front of the other.
You know, Pat, one thing I wanted to say is, one foot for the other is right. But, you know, one thing I want to say is just have compassion for each other. That's how we can make it a better planet for everyone.
Yeah.
You may not agree with what everybody's saying, but have compassion and unconditional love for everyone. And every day it gets better.
Hallelujah, sisters. Hallelujah.
Well, thanks for calling. I'm so glad you chimed in, Pat. Dr. Pat, you're amazing.
Great show.
You
know,
great show.
We're going to do a lot of amazing things this year. We're thinking about events. We're planning interaction with the listeners. So I want to just say to all the listeners, fasten your seatbelt. Dr. Bree and family have got this going on. Thank you guys for picking up. Have a great rest of your show.
Thank you. Isn't she amazing?
She's a
darling, I love her.
Darling,
I just love her. I want to thank everyone for today. This was a big day for me. I have to say, I was very nervous. I was going, can I do this or not?
I kept saying, quit worrying.
And you said, quit worrying. Now all of a sudden I'm getting so cold, I can put a sweater on, the energy just finally dropped down. But you know, the one thing is, well, we only have a minute left, so I got to talk fast. Go home, hug your kids, hug your husband, hug your friends.
Smile at your neighbor.
Yeah, smile. You know,
smile at the car next to you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so, you know, we've all been on these different journeys and, you know, we're all going to keep coming. And yes, Dr. Pat's right. We are going to be doing events and you're going to hear a lot more from the Green Goddess and other goddesses, but mainly from her from now on. I love you all. I want you to know that from the deepest part of my heart and the heart chakra and my Christ consciousness I have in me. Goddess blessings, everyone. And we'll see you next time on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.